Good afternoon, everyone. I call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order for the record. It is 1:34, Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. I apologize to my committee members and those in the audience. I'm a few minutes late. We're in the Belts Room of the Thomas Stewart Building. We have a quorum to do business. Senator Stevens, Vice Chair, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Rivak, myself, Senator Bishop, and Senator Costello. You're still watching from home. Hello. All right. I'd like to recognize Kari Cooper-Ryder and Ms. Kelly and Mr. Grusendorf. Today's agenda, we have two confirmation hearings and SB 173, Intensive Care Paramedics. Whose bill is that anyway? Oh, it's Mr. Rivak. I think that's all we have today on today's agenda. So with that, all of our board members are on the line, I see. For the confirmation process for those two conferees today, when called upon, please put your name and affiliation on the record. Give the committee a brief introduction of who you are. Tell us why you'd like to serve on the board or commission that you are appointed to. And once we are finished, the committee could have questions. After we finish all confirmation hearings for the day, the committee will then advance your names, to a joint session where you will be voted on for confirmation. Today's hearing is not a recommendation of a yes or a no vote for the joint session. First up, Dana. Hello.
This is Dana Wolikowicz.
All right. Thank you for pronouncing that for me. One more time. Say that again.
Dana Wolikowicz.
Wolikowicz. Thank you. Please put your name on the record. And you heard the instructions?
I did. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. And you're applying for the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for this opportunity to speak to you regarding my appointment to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. These are certainly unprecedented times, and I understand the extreme requirements on your schedule as current events develop. As such, I'll be brief with my remarks. As you know, I have been nominated as an industry representative to the board. I began my involvement in the alcohol industry nearly 10 years ago when my business partner and I began King Street Brewing Company in Anchorage, Alaska. Prior to King Street, I had no involvement in the alcohol industry other than as a consumer. For the first 8 years of our business, we learned the trade as we self-distributed our beer around the greater Anchorage area, essentially delivering our products to every bar, restaurant, and package store that was kind enough to give us a try. This provided me with the chance to meet numerous people, observe a large number of operations, and understand how various licensees provide services to the public. Over these 10 years, I have gained a real appreciation for the effort that hardworking individuals in the industry put out every single day. From the small business owners opening the doors at the crack of dawn, who were gracious enough to put us on tap at their restaurants, to the stockers at the package stores who work late to ensure that our cans are on the shelf prior to a holiday weekend. King Street Brewing Company started as a small brewing operation pieced together from personal savings. With lots of hard work and tremendous local support from our customers, King Street grew and opened a $6.5 million facility in South Anchorage, backed by a U.S. Small Business Administration loan in 2018. We designed our facility to be our home for the next 40 years. I am, as a born and raised Alaskan, personally committed to Alaska. The facility has allowed us to double our production capacity, serve the entirety of the state of Alaska through our distributor partner, while increasing work opportunities for current and new employees. Due to our success, we are now able to give back to our local communities. We support local nonprofits and charitable groups through greater sponsorship of events and festivals, as well as donating merchandise and space at the brewery for their fundraising activities. We are proud to be part of an industry that represents Alaska, whether it be through charitable activities or through shared development of the hospitality and tourism industry that is fueled by this growth. In 2019, we were granted a second alcohol license, a winery license, which we pursued to produce cider, a gluten-free alternative to beer. As a multiple licensee holder, I understand the complexities of dealing with federal, state, and municipal regulations, which at times can be very daunting to wade through. I have a keen understanding of the investment in time, money, and resources it takes to develop a business, especially up here in Alaska. As a board member, I would work to support those, regardless of license type, looking to develop responsible businesses that respect the process and operate within the intent of the laws put forth by the state of Alaska, so that they may have the same opportunity to benefit and grow within Alaskan as we did. By the same token, I will work hard with the board and the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office to ensure non-compliant operators can correct deficiencies or are suspended, as bad operators not only can be a risk to the public health and safety of Alaska, but tarnish the reputation of the industry as a whole. As a father of two young children, I will work hard to ensure that our industry operates in a safe and healthy manner for all Alaskans. I'm honored to be asked and look forward to providing service to our state in this capacity. And thank you for your time and consideration for this board position.
Thank you for that comprehensive overview. Questions from committee members? Senator Stevens?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say, I'm very impressed with your education at Georgetown, cum laude, GPA, high GPA, Dean's List. Congratulations on that. And second thing, Mr. Wilikowicz, I just want to pronounce your name a couple of times. It's get it somewhere close to right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead, sir. Comment.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any wrap-up? Thank you. All right, seeing none, we're going to go on to our next appointee to the ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, Mr. Rex Leith. Are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am.
Okay, did you hear the instructions, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. Mr. Chairman and the committee, my name is Rex Leith, as just pointed out. I'm currently a captain with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. I've worked in the Department of Public Safety for just over 21 years. Most of that time has been with the Alaska State Troopers. I've lived in Alaska for 29 years. I've lived in both rural and urban communities, ranging anywhere from Fairbanks to Kotzebue, Kodiak, and the Matsu Valley. In my career in law enforcement, I've worked as an investigator in the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement. As well as later in my career, I was the deputy commander for the statewide drug enforcement unit with the Department of Public Safety. That entity is responsible for investigating not just drug-related crimes, but also alcohol-related compliance and crimes as they apply to Title IV. And those investigations involve working with the alcohol industry, urban, rural communities, as well as the general public. Based on my experience, I have a strong understanding of the processes between the public, the industry, and government as they apply to Title IV, and I have extensive experience negotiating, you know, the successful coexistence of those three entities while maintaining public safety in the forefront of those discussions. I believe that industry and the public can responsibly and safely work together to comply with Title IV, and I believe that keeping the statewide public safety perspective in the forefront of that relationship will ensure that the best end result for Alaska is found in that arena. I've served one term on the Alcohol Beverage Control Board thus far, and I'm requesting to serve a second term in that capacity. Outside of my professional experience, my personal experience, I have a very large family throughout the state, and I've volunteered also in my personal life through my church and nonprofit capacities and to help individuals not just that are financially or narcotic-based suffering, but also from alcohol. I understand the full perspective when it comes to law enforcement and how the alcohol industry can be successful when properly supported through consistent and supported legislation, but also on the public safety front, the diverse population base that we deal with in Alaska and the epidemic that sometimes we face in rural communities that are influenced by alcohol at times, whether it's sexual assault, domestic violence, or educational challenges with the youth. While at times alcohol can be seen as a negative, I think even coming from a law enforcement perspective, when it's properly regulated and properly supported in the forefront, we can see a successful outcome for the state. That's my initial introduction, and I appreciate any questions, Mr. Chairman, or the committee that you have for me.
Looking here left and right, I see no questions, but I just like to thank you for stepping back up to the plate for your, because you are a reappointment, and I think the committee is without question well served by your tenure another term on the board.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Senator Costello, we unmuted you. Did you want to say anything on this appointment?
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to let you know that I'm listening in, and if I have any questions, I'll let you know, but thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Seeing no further questions, we're going to I'm going to make a motion here. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Alcohol Beverage Control Board, Dana Wall-Owitz, and Mr. Rex Leith. And this does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the said individuals during any further sessions. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the document. Back on the record, next up is Senate Bill 173, License Intensive Care Paramedics. This is the second time we've heard Senate Bill 173. The committee had public testimony on Thursday, March 12th. My office has received no amendments. Do its committee members have any questions on the bill at this time? We do have Jill Lewis, Division of Public Health, online. Seeing none, Senator Rivak, closing comments.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to again express my appreciation for hearing this bill, bringing it forward. It's a long time coming. The issue has been debated for quite some time, and so I also want to appreciate publicly all the folks who put all their effort and time into getting this bill this far, and thank you again, Mr. Chairman.
And it was pretty compelling with the presentation of the bill and the testimony by those that provided last week why this is the right thing to do, and seeing no further actions and comments, Senator Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 173, version 31, LS1365-M from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal notes.
See, no objections. 173 moves from committee. This will conclude our meeting today at 1:50. We'll round it up. Thursday, we have confirmation hearings and Senate Bill 215, Alaska Education Saving Programs Eligibility by Senator Giesel. Thanks to all my committee members today, and I do apologize again for being a little bit tardy, and this meeting is adjourned.